This episode of The Desperate Hours has been pre-recorded. The Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop direct from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-were's from the 50s through the turn of the century. My name is Alex. For the next 2 hours, I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. If there is a song you want to hear on a future Desperate Hours broadcast, The Desperate Hours, as is all of WMFO's programming now, is being pre-recorded and uploaded to the automation due to the coronavirus pandemic and the limitations it presents. Anyway, it's Thanksgiving. This is the first actual Thanksgiving show for The Desperate Hours. Before, I never had a show on Thursday evenings, so this actually is the first time of broadcast on Thanksgiving. So we'll have a whole lot of songs about food and eating and, well, a whole bunch of Native American themes as well. Anyway, we hope you dig it. Let's get on with it. These are The Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
They took the whole Cherokee Nation and put us on this reservation. They took away our way of life, our Tommy Hawk and the hunting knife, and the old we all love so. They're using now just for a show. They put our papoose in a crib and took the buckskin from our rib, and they took away our native tongue and taught their English to our young.
Hiya, hiya, ho! Hiya, hi, hiya, ho, hiya, 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 ho.
Although they've changed our ways of old, they'll never change our heart and soul. And though I wear a white man's tie, I'll be a red man till I die.
Hiya, hiya, ho! Hiya, hi! Hiya, ho! Hiya, 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 ho!
By hand are nowadays made in Japan.
I'm Chuck Yu. I do radio both here at WMFO and down the road at WMBR. But on Thursday nights, I prefer to listen to my radio. More specifically, The Desperate Hours with Alex. Stay tuned to keep on rocking with The Desperate Hours.
The Desperate Hours. The Desperate Hours.
The Desperate Hours. The Desperate Hours.
Right here on WMFO, Medford.
Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me explain away this first set of the evening. Back me up. This week will be the 1910 Fruit Gum Company and Powwow, the B-side to Indian Giver, came out on Buddha in 1969. You just heard Elite with Two Potato. I played One Potato, which was the A-side to this, many times, but I figured, hey, let's give Two Potato some. Anyway, I got off the compilation, Fort Worth Teen Scene, Volume 1, came out on Norton in 2004, originally released on the Charay label in 1966. There was a great documentary, or there is a great documentary on Prime that was inspired by the Fort Worth Teen Scene compilation. I recommend it strongly. Before the Elite, you heard Big Boy Pete and Cold Turkey from the Electric Sugar Cube Flashbacks Volume 4 compilation. Came out on AIP in 1989, originally released in this country on AMI in 1968. With that, Hugo Strasser with his take on Indian Reservation, came out on the Nymphomania Volume 3 compilation, came out on Sexy Hexy and Y2K, originally released on the Tanz Illustrate label in Germany in 1971. And we kicked it off with Marvin Rainwater and the Paleface Indian, the first rendition of Indian Reservation that I know of. Came out on MGM in 1960. Anyway, let's get back into it. This Thanksgiving evening, the first Thanksgiving evening broadcast of the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
The smell of burning leaves is in the air. November twilight steals across my heart. At 5 o'clock the streets are dark. Across the empty bandstand in the park, November twilight softly falls again. So still that you could hear a voice if one were calling. So quiet that you could hear a tear if one were falling. And April's laughter steals once more across the dark pavilion of my heart. And then I miss you most, miss you with the ache of long lost things, of sunburned garden swings when life was beautiful and love was young and gay. November.
Hi folks, I'm Joe Lacy, I'm an illustrator, and I draw fun and wacky characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Just a little town in Pennsylvania with the river Allegheny passing through. Sleepy little town with rolling hills around. A place that they call Kinsoo.
Corn planter, chief of the tribe. Where, oh, where can all your braves hide? Corn planter, what can they do on the last days of Kinsoo?
It was just a little dream to make a mighty stream like the Allegheny cover all the land. No treaty or no pact to hold the water back, and the Redskins almost got out of hand.
Corn planter, chief of the tribe. Where, oh, where can all your braves hide? Corn planter, what can they do on the last days of Kinsoo?
For the good of all, pack was overlooked and the dam was being built near the town. No one dared to stay until that final day when the water started tumbling down.
Corn planter, chief of the tribe. Where, oh, where can all your braves hide? Corn planter, what can they do on the last days of Kinsoo?
Now the gloom was heavy, and so were hearts, as they had to leave their land for unknown parts. Sadness they felt, and tears were not saved, while leaving Kinsoo in a watery grave.
In a watery grave.
Thank you.
Are my methods unsound?
I want everybody to get up off your seat and get your arms together and your hands together and give me some of that old soul clapping. You didn't have to love me like you did, but you did, but you did. And I thank you.
Gizmo, who eats the most?
the most recent. I tell you, it might be
oh yeah, these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in the second set of the evening. You just heard the Gizmos and Human Garbage Disposal. Came out on the CD 1976-77, the studio recordings. Came out on Gulcher in Y2K. Originally released on Gulcher in 1977 as part of the America First EP, featuring Kenny Highland, local legend, man about town, and rocker, and actually for a while, co-host on my old show, Coffee and Smokes. Before that, you heard Sam and Dave, and I Thank You, 7-inch released on Stax in 1968. Before that, the Heartbeats, they were from Rhode Island, did Engine. This was for a while, was a backing track on Desperate Hours early on. I got that off the compilation, Ho Dad Hood Nanny 2, came out on Crypt in 2015. Originally released on the Richards record label in 1966. Well, that Red Arrow and the Braves did The Last Day of Kinzu, released on the Kinzu label in 1962. And we kicked it off with Julie London, a little somber song about the the shortening of the daylight hours as we head into winter from autumn. Julie London, November Twilight, came out on the Calendar Girl LP on Liberty in 1956. Anyway, let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Was the last one I saw? Was she this disowed?
How you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Excuse me. Excuse me, please. Excuse me. But will you please pass the biscuits down, please? Will you pass the biscuits down, please? I can't understand it. I go out and work and slave, and all my kinfolk do is play. Look at Uncle John down there. He's had 4 biscuits already. No wonder he got 4 chins. And there's Aunt Lucy down at the other end. Thought she was on a diet. If she ain't had 8 biscuits, she ain't had none. Excuse me, Uncle Bill, but will you please pass the biscuits, please? Will you pass the biscuits, please? Them biscuits sure is disappearing fast. I wish they would just look down this way. Maybe I can get Mary's attention. Say Mary, say Mary, will you please pass the biscuits, please? The only time they come down is for wedding, funerals, and receptions. You take old cousin Jeff, I ain't seen him in 2 years, and he don't even know I'm here. All he see is them biscuits. I don't want to reach over Betty, cause Grandma says that's ill manners, she said. But this meat ain't no good without no bread. Say, will you pass the biscuits, please? Or will you please pass the biscuits, please? I got enough potatoes and some yellow gravy. I sure wish they would just pass one of them biscuits. Look at it. It's almost finished and I ain't even started eating yet. Say, will you pass the biscuits, please? Say, will you please pass the biscuits, please? I don't know why did Emma put them biscuits down at the other end of the table. Hey, will you pass the biscuits, please? Hey, will you please pass the biscuits, please? Now there's one more biscuit left. Maybe if I get up and walk down the other end of the table, I might get that one. Pardon me. Excuse me. Excuse me, please. Excuse me, please. Say, no, wait, wait, Uncle Jeff. Wait, wait, please, wait. No. Well, I'll be doggone. He done ate up the last biscuit. I wanted the biscuits.
Hey, this is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
worse news, I stuffed the turkey. And that's the last. It took me 3 weeks. Stuffed it through the beak. It was the only thing open. And I was very patient. I sat there with those dinky little tweezers. Well, Thanksgiving went past. So then I decided to shoot for Christmas. And then I got to thinking about the cheese. And we don't have room in that refrigerator for two pets.
How you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate Alex Piandez with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Put on the skillet. Put on the lid. Mammy's gonna make us some.
Some time, you have a little bit of time, baby, 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 baby
Oh yeah, these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this third set of the evening. You just heard The Ready Men and Shortening Bread, a track released in 1964 on the Banger label. But I ain't gonna lie, right off the Mojo Music Guide Volume 1 Instant Garage. Came with Mojo Magazine in 2003. I forget the month. I do have the magazine laying around somewhere. Before that, you heard Nino Tempo and Turkey Gobbler from Nino Tempo's Rock and Roll Beach Party. Came out on Liberty in 1956. Before that, Pretty Boy, a.k.a. Don Covey, and Switching in the Kitchen from the Wild and Frantic compilation. Came out on the Wilderness label, originally released on the Big label in 1958, a split 7-inch with the Lee Sims Orchestra. And before that, Andre Williams and Please Pass the Biscuits. I got that off the Best Of thing, Mr. Rhythm. Came out on the Eagle label in Germany in 1993. Originally released on the Fortune label in 1957. And we kicked it off with the Cow Sills from the LP Captain Sadness, Ship of Fools, and Indian Lake. Came out in MGM in 1968. Hey, if you want to be a star to handfuls and handfuls of people across the Boston area and the internets, make me an ID. All you got to do is mention Alex, the Desperate Hours, and WMFO, and all their possible combinations, your name, stage name acceptable, general geographic area or planet, and claim to fame, or lack thereof, and all their possible combinations, make a waiver MP3 out of it, and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net, that's coffeeandsmokes at verizon.net. Hey, and if you're on Facebook, and admit it you are, like the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page, and join the group. It's a lot of fun. It's getting more active, and the membership is growing. Anyway, let's get back into it. This next set will take us past a point of no return. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
You always will. Then I said I love you. You said that. Robbie White from Silver Spring, Maryland. And I love listening to Alex and the Desperate Hours, because then I can steal all the great songs that he plays and play them on my own radio show. Thank you, Alex.
Sneaking in the tippy for his Indian girl. No other one can make it out of the world. She takes his hand. Oh, 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 oh. Up slowly, you're looking in her eyes, a begging for dances, Indian wise, shooting love arrows into her heart. She's done in the sign when she got a pie. I think it's a rockin', and a roll, the market's in the rockin', and a roll, a dance in the rockin', the market's in the roll, and a hand, and a hand, and a hand, and a hand. Her face red, here's a blue, stuck in the kiss, and the cool, and missing up the beat, and starting to melt. What do you know, he's falling hell. A rock, and 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 a rockin' and rollin' in 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 a
it.
these are the Desperate Hours on 91.7.